Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. You're looking beautiful, you're wonderful, and you're blessed. Give yourselves and your spiritual leader, Reverend Richard Burdick, a round of applause. Amen. Well, as was said earlier, last spring I authored my fifth book, You Are the Power of God in Action. Amen. And it is the first volume in a 12-volume series on the concept of self-mastery. And I'm also pleased that this book, of course, will be part of the foundational teachings on your class on self-mastery, and which is going to begin on Tuesday, September the 15th. And one of the reasons that I wrote the book was that it's time now, particularly because of the environment, political environment that we live in, it's now time for us to master the teachings. Jesus Christ was known as the master teacher. And so it's time for us to begin to master these concepts. It's not just enough to talk about God, but we've got to now begin to master our divinity right here and right now. The scripture says that my kingdom shall come on earth as it is in heaven. So we've got to begin to start having some heavenly experiences right here and right now. Does everybody follow me on that? Yes. Amen, amen, amen. So the foundational teachings of unity are based upon faith, love, strength, understanding, wisdom, power, imagination, will, order, zeal, renunciation, and life. So it's not just enough to talk about faith. I've got to be faith. Everybody following me on that? See, I have to be faith. It's not just enough to talk about love. I've got to be love. It's not just enough to talk about divine power or God's divine power. We have to know that God expresses itself in us, through us, and as us, that we are what? The power of God in action. So self-mastery is your ability to comprehend, demonstrate, and to manifest your divinity in all aspects of your life. I'm going to repeat it again. Self-mastery is your ability to comprehend, demonstrate, and manifest your divinity. That means your God self, your Christ self, in all aspects of your life. Now, you may ask and say, well, how do I do that? See, the Spirit of God lives in us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I could even go further to say the Spirit of God is within us for all eternity. So what we have to do is what? Use it. Amen. This is how we step into mastery. And mastery, self-mastery, leads to miracles. Self-mastery leads to miracles. Now, miracles occur when you align your human mind with the God mind that's already within you, that eternal mind. My blood sugar was normalized without medication when I mastered the awareness that divine health is my birthright. Does everybody follow me? We have to begin to understand. I'm not saying not to go to the doctor, not to follow the doctor's regimen for you. But you've got to begin to what? Fortify yourself in spirit. The spirit of you says what? That you are perfect, that you are whole, and that you are complete. You are born that way. I say that you are even more fully loaded than that car that you drove here this morning. Amen. See, you are fully loaded for what? All eternity. You are what? Perfect. You are whole and you are complete. The spirit of you is perfect, whole, and complete. And so we have to begin to understand and know that we are perfect and whole in every way. So yeah, I had to do some work with myself. I had to exercise. I had to drink water. I had to eat vegetables to normalize my abnormal sugar levels. I had to do that. But I had to first accept that I am what? A miracle in motion. That my body is what? The temple of the Holy Spirit. And if we cooperate with these bodies, it'll do what we need them to do. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So we often talk about diseases running in our families, whether it be cancer or high blood pressure or diabetes, heart disease. We often say, well, you know, it just runs in my family. I'm offering you to you this morning that we need to allow these diseases to run right on past us. Everybody with that? Amen. So today's spiritual lesson is entitled The Miracle of Mastery. The Miracle of Mastery. Number one, when the miracle of mastery is activated within you, you embrace self-love and you are honest with yourself. See, everything begins and ends with what? Me and you. What did the song say? We just got done singing, I am responsible. This is how we begin to take full 100% responsibility for our lives. This is how we begin to step into our power, because responsibility means that we know how to respond to every situation, circumstance, and condition. Yes, and it takes some practice, but that's why, again, you're reminded here and every week that you are one with the divine power that lives within you. You can never be separated from it. So again, the miracle of mastery is activated within you when you embrace self-love and are honest with yourself. Proverbs 10:9 says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely. Now the question is this morning, that's before us, is, are you walking securely within yourself? See, lies breed insecurity. Lies destroy you from the inside out. Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer, we all know him, he pretended that he didn't have emotional problems after he had been molested as a teenager. I think he was molested by his boxing coach when he was up for running for the Olympics. He was molested. See, lying to himself, he said lying to himself caused him to be addicted to cocaine and it destroyed his marriage. See, we always have to acknowledge the truth in all situations, circumstance, and conditions. See, lies keep us in bondage. We have to liberate ourselves from lies. Even the ones that we tell ourselves, because when we tell ourselves a lie, we begin to set up an atmosphere of illusion that surrounds us. See, I have to be convinced of a lie before I tell it to you. Amen? Yeah. See, I have to lie to myself first before I lie to you. So we have to begin to step into a place of deep honesty within ourselves. Truth. Now, what is truth? Truth is the absolute, changeless principle that governs the inner workings of life. I'm going to repeat it again. Truth is the absolute, changeless principle that governs the inner workings of life. That means that everything has to default to the truth. Everything has to eventually default to the truth. And we have to always what? Speak the truth, because the truth really represents our spiritual identity. Really, folks, the truth is the most refreshing thing. Does everybody follow me this morning? I'm just going to be real plain with it. The truth is really the most refreshing thing. And if I can tell myself the truth, I can be more honest with you. That's why many times in our relationships, we don't have a good relationship or relationships because we're not honest with our own self. See, the first person I've got to get honest with is my own self. The first person I have a relationship with is my own self. So if I lie to myself, you know what I'm going to do with you. Does everybody follow me this morning? See, remember, it's the truth that sets you free. Lies keep you in bondage. So miracles manifest when you master truth. Amen? Number two, when the miracle of mastery is activated within you, you embrace your divinity and release weakness. When the miracle of mastery is activated within you, you embrace divinity, your divinity, and you release weakness. Job 3:10 says, "Let the weak say that I am strong." Now, divine strength represents the energy of God that lives within you. That's the energy of God. The energy of God. We wouldn't been able to show up here this morning unless the energy of God was within us. Amen? And I've gone through a lot of changes in ministry, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. I've had to stand strong in ministry. I've had to stand strong in the knowledge that I have a divine mission in ministry. Now, I was reading a study not too long ago. It says that most ministers burn out after 5 years. Most ministers that pastor a church, they burn out after 5 years. I've had 26 years in ministry. Amen. Amen. And since COVID, I've written 3 books. I have 11 more books to write that Spirit has ordered me to write on self-mastery. See, we've got a mission for being here. As long as you've got breath in your body, you're on a mission. Does everybody follow me?
Yeah.
See, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. And now we understand and know that Christ is a consciousness, an elevated consciousness. Christ means one who has elevated his or her awareness into union with God or into union with his or her higher self. And Jesus went so forth to go on to say that these and greater things shall you do also, so you were not left out of the divine plan. Does everybody follow me this morning? See, these and what greater things shall you do also? So miracles manifest when you master transforming your weaknesses into strengths. See, that's why we have to what? Get honest with ourselves and say, yeah, that's a weakness. Whatever I got going on that is out of place or maybe seemingly out of order, it may be a weakness, but you can transform. Be ye what? Transform through what? The renewing of your mind. When you transform that weakness, it becomes a strength. It's just like at one point, as Reverend Richard said, I had some issues with my health. But now my health is what? A strength. See? Miracles manifest when you what? Transform your mind. And spiritual transformation represents a permanent shift. It's more than change. Spiritual transformation represents a permanent shift in your outlook and your lifestyle, such that your whole life is completely altered. So it's more than change. We can change our mind today, and then it'll be back to something else on tomorrow. Does everybody follow me? See, we've got to realize that we're in what? When we get into spiritual transformation, we are opening ourselves to a permanent shift in both our outlook and our lifestyle. You are the strength. You are the strength of Christ manifested. Amen. Number three, when the miracle of mastery is activated within you, sadness becomes joy. Psalms 35 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh what? In the morning. Now let's look at that word morning. Morning refers to the light of joy within you. It's not talking about a time of day. Morning refers to that light of joy that's within you. It's not talking about a time of day. God is the light of joy within you. And so you can begin to feel the morning of God's joy right here and right now. You can feel the light of God's joy within you at midnight. See, because God is what? It cuts across space and time. God is what? Eternal. And through my spiritual counseling services that I've provided to people, they have found what? The light of joy within them. Someone even told me, they said they even feel more confident in who and what they are as a result of these teachings, as a result of the counseling that I gave them. See, this is what this is. These teachings are designed to empower you. There is no powerlessness in God. Is everybody following me on that? There is no powerlessness in God. There is no weakness in God. When you begin to affirm who and what you are, you begin to become more and more elevated in knowing that you are what? The power of God in action. You are a spiritual master mastering the lessons of life. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength and is your power. So miracles manifest when you master bringing forth your divine power in every aspect of your life. We got to bring our divinity to our health. We got to bring our divinity to our finances. We've got to bring our divinity to our relationships. It's time for us to step into the mastery of who and what we are right here and right now in this space. I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. God says that my kingdom shall what? Come on earth as it is in heaven. So if you don't take anything from this message this morning, it's time for you to begin to master your divinity, not on the other side, not in the heavens, but right here, right now. And we understand and know in this teaching that the kingdom of heaven is where? Within us. Amen. That you can never be without. The kingdom of heaven represents the spirit of God that's already present within you. Number four, as I move toward conclusion. Number four. When the miracle of mastery is activated within you, you develop a positive perspective regarding life. See, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for them who love God. All things, it didn't say some things. All things work together for them who love God. And if things work together for good for those who love God, then we've got to stop saying that life is unfair. Everybody follow me this morning? Yeah. We've got to stop saying that life is what? Unfair. Life gives us exactly what we give it. See, we got to begin to affirm that life is always working on our behalf. I don't care what it looks like. Life is always, God is always, the spirit within you is always working on your behalf. It's us that have to begin to clear up the issues within our minds, because our minds are our connecting link to God. And so whatever we have in our minds is exactly what's going to manifest in our minds, in our world, and our affairs. I had a house that I had put on the market some time ago. It didn't sell immediately. But eventually, I'll tell you about the Spirit and how it works. Eventually, as I held on to my faith, because I said, I've got to be faith, you've got to be faith. As I held on to my faith and affirmed that I am faith, that house sold for $30,000 more than what I put it on the market for. Amen. See, I had a commercial building that was sat empty. I was going to conduct a business there. It sat empty for 2.5 years. Couldn't even get anybody to rent it. But eventually, a buyer came along and bought the building for all cash. I didn't have to sit and wait on somebody to qualify for a loan. Finally, somebody bought it. Bought it in January. I said, hallelujah. See, as you begin to master the spiritual principle of faith, you will begin to say, I walk by what? Faith and not by sight. See, according to my faith, it is done unto me. That's what we've got to begin. We've got to begin to see ourselves as faith in motion. We've got to begin to see ourselves as love in motion. We've got to begin to see ourselves as divine order in motion. If I never call forth divine order won't manifest. See, it's not that the order is not there. But we have to begin to what? Anchor ourselves in what is already within us. As I said earlier, the kingdom of heaven is already within you. You already have everything that you need to work with. It's just a matter of whether or not you have made up your mind that you want to be a master. Amen? So miracles manifest when you master the awareness that God has made everything good and very good. That's what the scripture says. I have made everything good and very good. Now it's time for us to master that. We've got to step into the knowingness and begin to live like everything is good, despite what's going on in the world. See, but many times we govern ourselves by what we see in the exterior world. No, you and I are the masters of our own world. Doesn't matter who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Amen. See, so let us all stand together. Let us all stand together. We're going to take this affirmation. I am a master of miracles 3 times. Let us repeat it. I am a master of miracles. I am a master of miracles. I am a master of miracles. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's give God the praise offering. Amen. Yeah.